vicar, who was one of the first people at Glastonbury 50 years ago, not known as Glastonbury Festival then, that's for sure. The rain was thundering on her tunnels. She's a big herb lady, and you could hear it, so I think it's coming towards you. We'll have a full forecast for you in about 10 minutes' time. Also in the next hour, we're after your tales of betrayal and being cheated on. Now, I'm not just being nosy, it's all for a new study at the University of Bath. And why there's never been a better time to sell second-hand goods at auction, as prices are apparently going through the roof. All to come in the next hour. But first, a Bristol charity that helps and supports those with a gambling addiction says it's expecting to see a tidal wave of people in the next few months. The Addiction Recovery Agency, which offers free and confidential advice, says the anxiety, boredom and social isolation of lockdown have been perfect triggers for those struggling with a gambling problem, an addiction that's often hidden from those around them. And I'm very pleased to say that Robbie Thornhill from the charity is with me now. Good morning to you, Robbie.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. You know, there's been often lots of people have said, although this has been a really weird and horrible time, there's been a lot of good things that have come out of the lockdown. You know, the chance to see each other more, to spend time with your family. Equally, on the other side, there's been some things that have escalated, and it sounds like this is one of those things.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think there's a lot in the news about how we don't know what the effects are going to be on mental health. All lockdown, it's been difficult for everyone, and there's going to be more research starting to come out, and there's more dedicated research required. I think for those with gambling problems, what we've seen is that there has been less people accessing our service and our partner services around the country.
Right.
And there's anecdotal evidence that's coming through that the reason for that is people are using gambling or continuing to gamble through the lockdown to help them manage their anxiety in other areas.
That's an interesting thought, but as you say, anecdotally, but often these things are, you know, as you know, from enough people, you realise that is true. So, because there have been no sporting fixtures, excuse my ignorance, won't there have been a lack of things to gamble on?
It's a good point. It's counterintuitive because you think, well, there's no race and there's no football, so it should be people shouldn't be able to gamble. Most of the people that access our service, their issue is often with online slots, or online bingo, or online ways of gambling. So we do see a fair few people who have problems with the horses or problems with some of the football apps, etc. But quite often it's the online slots. And if people have been stuck at home for the best part of 3 months, this is an area where we're starting to see now people flow through with increased problems through the lockdown.
So will they also, as well as the fact that, you know, it's to cope with other problems, will they also be feeling a slight sense of shame that they've turned to that?
Yeah, I mean, shame and the stigma is a massive problem with people accessing gambling treatment. Gambling is a hidden addiction, as I think you said. We also run a homeless pathway for Bristol City Council. And with drugs and alcohol, you can very much see the effect. With gambling, it is a totally hidden addiction and very prevalent as well. I mean, we know up to 0.7% of the population are problem gamblers, another 1.1% are at risk. So in Bristol, we're talking about 12 to 13,000 people who have some form of disordered gambling which affects their lives in a negative way. And the stigma felt by sufferers is terrible. It's huge, despite that prevalence. And it's why confidentiality is a key part of access and treatment.
Yeah, absolutely. Also, I mean, some people don't stand a chance. If you're vulnerable to it, the advertising is so aggressive for gambling, isn't it? Not necessarily on the television, although it is, but also, you know, once you sort of explore something online, it comes back at you, doesn't it, all the time. You know yourself, if you're looking for a cooker, a kind of 1,000 cooker ads, you know, so presumably the same happens if you seek out certain sites.
Very much more so, and it's magnified. So our the people coming through our treatment and our expert by experience groups that we run point to advertising as being a big issue. The pervasive nature of it means that it does fuel their urges. They find it difficult to get away from it. I mean, we welcome what the Betting and Gaming Council did, stopping advertising from May during lockdown. But I think a lot more needs to be done to protect people and children with this.
this, again, might sound a naive question, but is addiction to gambling different to addiction to drugs, to alcohol, whatever? Is there a different thing that's going on, or is it all the same triggers, really, but just a different thing?
Yeah, I think it's analogous. I think there's lots of similar triggers, and there's lots of similar ways in the way that we tackle it. So we offer different methods of tackling it work for different people. But we offer one-to-one counselling, which helps people think differently about their gambling and introduce some interventions that can help them to build resilience, help them to come away from websites, come away from betting shops, and start to try and live their life in a different way.
Have you started to see people coming to you now? I know you're expecting there to be a lot of people who want to, but have you started to see people come back more now to you?
We absolutely have. Yeah, second half of June, particularly, we are starting to see the numbers that we were gearing up for. So where we had a quiet period over the kind of first 2 months, 10 weeks, we were getting everything in place internally for us to be able to meet a rush, because we were expecting a lot of people, and we are seeing that now, and we are seeing people saying that lockdown has exacerbated some of the existing problems that we're facing, poor effects, be it debt, and also relationships with their family and friends. So for every problem gambler, there's about 7 people affected, and that is loved ones, relationships, and also work colleagues.
Do you offer sort of counselling to family and friends as well, or is it just at the moment for addicts?
No, we've always offered it for affected others as well. and we offer slightly different interventions there to enable people to try to get the affected problem gambler to engage, but then also for them to try and... we signpost them to other agencies such as Citizens Advice and various debt agencies to help them try and manage the effect.
How many people do you help a year normally, Robbie?
Well, as a charity, we've been helping people for over 30 years. We saw just over 5,000 people for the first time last year on our substance misuse and gambling addiction. On the gambling, we have seen around, I think it was just over 2,000 last year. A fair proportion of those were providing education to young professionals and young people. But then also those numbers include the numbers coming directly to us from the counselling.
Well, listen, it's really good to talk to you. If people are interested in finding out more, what should they do?
Yeah, so come to our website. We are recovery4.co.uk. We are on 0330 134 286, or 24-hour support is available from the National Gambling Helpline. They're on 0808 8020 133.
Thank you, Robbie. Really good to talk to you, as always. Thank you very much indeed for joining us today.
Thanks, Ellie.
Thank you. And if you are listening to this and recognise this could be going on in your house or somebody you know, please do take note. And we've got the numbers here, and we'll make sure that we pass them on to you as well. You know, you can ring the usual Radio Bristol number, which is 08000 855 949, and we'll make sure we get those numbers to you. Really, really important to get that help if you or someone you know needs it. Let's catch up with what the weather's going to be doing.